Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There is evidence that Jesus Christ did resurrect from the dead. That's the headline. David James will join us in a moment and give us more details on this fact of history.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The scriptures tell us that there were many eyewitnesses over a fairly long period of time, does it not?
Well, it sure does. In fact, going back to 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, I delivered to you, first of all, which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Then he was seen by Peter, then by the 12, and then he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. Now, Paul wrote this in the 50s. This was over 20 years after the resurrection, and the majority of the people who saw Christ, he says, were still alive, and this happened over a period of 40 days. This was not something that happened in some corner in some obscure place. This was a well-known public event that was known throughout Judea.
Let's go back for a moment to the idea that the disciples were biased witnesses. Isn't this actually a strength for the case of the resurrection rather than a weakness?
Well, yes, if you say they're biased because they had a vested interest, then of course they did, and the fact is, the strength of it lies in the fact that they had a vested interest, because all of the disciples, the remaining 10 disciples, except for John the Apostle, and also Paul himself, they died for their faith. Now, who is going to die for a lie? Who are going to suffer persecution and martyrdom? They're going to be killed for their faith. People may lie, but they're not going to die for something that they know that is not true. So it's a very strong case to be made.
David James with the evidence for the fact of history that Jesus Christ did die, was buried, and resurrected from the dead. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David James had some great evidence that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, both biblically and historically. Jesus himself gave his own personal testimony of his resurrection in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18, where he said, I am he that was alive, dead, and now stand before you alive. That statement by Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our faith. By his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus provides for all who will come unto him the way of salvation. Interestingly, the next verse, Revelation 1:19, says that Jesus has the ability to foretell the future as he tells John the Revelator to write down what happened in the past, is happening at that time, and will happen in the future, and that's laid out in the book of Revelation. You know, we can know the future. In fact, we must know the future in order to anticipate his soon coming. And in order for that to happen, we simply must study Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...